理课堂听 class.com。
Section C. News broadcast. Questions 19 to 20 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. Commonwealth leaders agreed to lift Nigeria's 3 to 5 years suspension on May 29th, the day the military government hands over power to the elected president. The organization's Secretary General announced yesterday. Nigeria was suspended from the 54-nation group of mainly former British colonies in 1995 after it executed 9 minority rights activists, including writer Ken Tharawawa. But now that the country has embarked on the return to democracy, Commonwealth heads of government have agreed to end this estrangement. Secretary General Chief Ormiga Anyako said in a statement, "I'm delighted at a fortunate episode in Nigeria-Commonwealth relations will now come to an end, and Nigeria is resuming its rightful place in the Commonwealth."
Questions 21 to 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. The Space Shuttle Discovery made a real night landing at the Kennedy Space Center early on Thursday. The night landing, the 11th in the center's 94 shuttle missions, ended a 10-day mission to outfit the orbiting International Space Station. Although the spacecraft created a sonic boom that can be heard along much of Florida's eastern seaboard, witnesses on the ground could not see the orbiter until it was directly over the one-way lights. Scattered showers off the Florida coast had threatened to postpone the shuttle's return, but broadcasters gave a green light when they decided no rain will fall within 48 kilometers of the Space Center.
Questions 23 to 24 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the 2 questions. Now, listen to the news. 5 people died, 2 were missing, and at least 18 were injured on Wednesday when an Italian petrol vessel collided with a dinghy filled with refugees crossing the Adriatic Sea from Albania, authorities said. The victims were believed to be Albanians from either Albania or Kosovo, said authorities from Italy's Tax Police Division, which, along with the Coast Guard, patrols the nation's coast. The cause of the collision was not immediately known. 3 Albanians believed to smuggle the refugees were arrested a few hours after the accident.
Question 25 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. Malaysian authorities are discussing possible salvage efforts with Sun Cruisers, the Singapore owner of a large liner that sunk off Malaysia last week, a news report said yesterday. Sun Cruisers had received some advice from Malaysia on the matter. The Business Times newspaper quoted the company's spokeswoman, Judy Shu Asian. Judy and other Sun Cruisers officials could not immediately be reached for further comment as they were away in Indonesia. The Sun Vista went down in international waters. The nearby Malaysia may have the right to order the wreck's removal, the newspaper said. Salvage experts said the wreck of the Sun Vista, which sank 65 meters of water, poses no threat to ships passing over it, but Malaysia may still want it removed. This is the end of Listening Comprehension. Test for English Majors, Grade 4, 2002. Part 2. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Now, listen to the first reading.
Disappearing forests. The world's forests are disappearing. As much as 1/3 of the total tree cover has been lost since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species, thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet, as well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are homes to millions of people. But there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber. An increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes, or for agriculture development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half of the Earth's original rainforests remained, and they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing gradual extinction.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The world's forests are disappearing. The world's forests are disappearing. As much as 1/3 of the total tree cover has been lost. As much as 1/3 of the total tree cover has been lost. Since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. Since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species, thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet, as well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. As well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are home to millions of people. These rainforests are home to millions of people. But there are other demands on them. But there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber. For example, much has been cut for timber. An increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes. An increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes. Or for agriculture development, such as crop growing. Or for agriculture development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half of the Earth's original rainforests remained. By the 1990s, less than half of the Earth's original rainforests remained. And they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. And they continued to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing gradual extinction. As a result, the world's forests are now facing gradual extinction.
The Last Reading.
Disappearing forests. The world's forests are disappearing. As much as 1/3 of the total tree cover has been lost since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species, thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet, as well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are homes to millions of people. But there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber. An increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes, or for agriculture development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half of the Earth's original rainforests remained, and they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing gradual extinction.
You now have 2 minutes to check your work. That is the end of dictation. Part 3, Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Section A, Statement. In this section, you will hear 8 statements. At the end of the statements, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the statements. 1. Next, I'd like to show you a 3-bedroom apartment on the 2nd floor, which is a newly built one we have for rent.
2. It used to take a fortnight to travel from London to Edinburgh by coach. However, you could never travel many times around the world in that time.
3. Jack, thank you for inviting us to dinner at your house tomorrow, but I'm extremely sorry that my wife and I won't be able to make it.
4. Last time, we discussed some patterns of animal behavior, and in today's lecture, you'll concentrate on the methods used in the study of animals.
5. In my opinion, motivation, rather than intelligence, often decides how far a person can go in his career.
6. In order to understand this writer thoroughly, you have to read between the lines.
7. Last week at the sale, Jane bought herself an overcoat for £30, which was 1/4 of the regular price.
8. Due to the continual rain, the school sports meet has been postponed again till further notice from the principal's office.
9. Section B, Conversation. In this section, you will hear 9 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the conversations. 9. I'm really getting worried about Mary. She was sitting in for the exam in 2 weeks' time, but all she's talking about now is nothing but an upcoming concert.
She may fail along that line. Let's try to talk some sense into her. 10. Tony, do you have a belief in UFOs?
Me? Well, I've never seen one. But there are a lot of people who have, or they think they have seen one. 11. You know, I started out in civil engineering. Then I switched to electronic engineering. But what really interests me is electronic music.
Well, that's a long way from civil engineering. 12. How about a pound of milk for our breakfast? But it doesn't seem to look fresh now. Do you think it is still all right to drink?
Let me smell it. Oh, it's gone off. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of it.
13. Is it true that all of them survived the fire last night?
Yes. It's a miracle, isn't it? There was a couple on the second floor, and two women and three kids on the ground floor. But no one was badly hurt.
14. I'm going to take a blood test at 7:45 tomorrow morning.
In that case, you won't miss any course tomorrow morning, then. 15. I'm not really an expert on precious stones, but these are superb. Don't you like them?
Have you looked at the price tag? It costs almost twice as much as a house where we are living in. 16. You seem to be restless all day today. What's up?
Later in the afternoon, they will announce who will get permission for the study trip to Africa.
17. I will never go with Bill again. He could never remember where he parked his car.
That certainly sounds like Bill. 16. News broadcast. Questions 18 to 19 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. Britain has announced that it has decided to cancel about £200 million worth of the debts owed to it by poorer Commonwealth countries. The International Development Secretary says the relief was being offered to countries committed to eliminating poverty and pursuing good government. This would include taking action against corruption. At the same time, Common Market Finance Ministers are meeting in Mauritius. Britain is expected to put forward a fresh initiative on redressing debts of the poorest countries. The Chancellor of the Czech Republic has indicated the plan to revise the scheme put forward last year by the International Monetary Fund, which has not yet provided any relief.
20 to 21 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. An underground train derailed at the station in central Paris yesterday, injuring people and just missing another underground train standing on the opposite track. French emergency services say the trains were traveling at 35 kilometers per hour when it derailed at the entrance of the station. No one was killed, and no one was trapped in the train during the accident. Ambulances rushed to the scene, and doctors began treating casualties in the station and a nearby cafe. Some people have broken limbs, and others have suffered bruising. None was in critical condition. As yet, it was not known why the train came off the track.
Questions 22 to 23 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. Argentina civil servants held a 24-hour strike yesterday to protest pay cuts of 12 to 15% for anyone earning more than $1,000 a month. Public service unions and local Teamsters plan to hold the protest rally in front of the government house. The work stoppage comes at the last Friday's general strike, when many of Argentina's 12 million workers stayed home after the nation's powerful General Worker Confederation, the nation's largest union group, called one-day strike to protest spending cuts and free market reforms.
Questions 24 to 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. Germany was due to strike a deal yesterday to close down its 19 nuclear power plants, making it the first industrial nation to commit to withdrawing from nuclear energy. Talks between Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's government and chiefs of the German energy industry were to begin at 8:30 p.m. Closure of German 19 reactors which provided around a third of the country's electricity needs, was a key play to the Greens, the junior partner assured the coalition government.
This is the end of Listening Comprehension.
Test for English Majors, 2003. Grade 4. Part 2. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage. Salmon.
Every year, millions of salmon swim from the ocean into the mouths of rivers, and then steadily up the rivers. Passing through waters, around rocks and waterfalls, the fish finally reach their original streams or lakes. They dig out nests in the riverbed and lay their eggs. Then, exhausted by their journey, the parent salmon die. They have finished the task that nature has given them. Months or years later, the young fish start their trip to the ocean. They live in the salt water from 2 to 7 years until they too are ready to swim back to reproduce. Their life cycle helps man provide himself with a basic food, fish. When the adult salmon gather at the river mouths for the annual trip up the rivers, they are in the best possible condition, and nearly every harbor has its salmon fishing fleet ready to catch thousands for markets.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Every year, millions of salmon swim from the ocean. Every year, millions of salmon swim from the ocean. Into the mouths of rivers, and then steadily up the rivers. Into the mouths of rivers, and then steadily up the rivers. Passing through waters, around rocks and waterfalls. Passing through waters, around rocks and waterfalls. The fish finally reach their original streams or lakes. The fish finally reach their original streams or lakes. They dig out nests in the riverbed and lay their eggs. They dig out nests in the riverbed and lay their eggs. Then, exhausted by their journey, the parent salmon die. Then, exhausted by their journey, the parent salmon die? They have finished the task that nature has given them. They have finished the task that nature has given them. Months or years later, the young fish start their trip to the ocean. Months or years later, the young fish start their trip to the ocean. They live in the salt water from 2 to 7 years. They live in the salt water from 2 to 7 years. Until they too are ready to swim back to reproduce. Until they too are ready to swim back to reproduce. Their life cycle helps man provide himself with a basic food, fish. Their life cycle helps man provide himself with a basic food, fish. When the adult salmon gather at the river mouths for the annual trip up the rivers, when the adult salmon gather at the river mouths for the annual trip up the rivers, they are in the best possible condition. They are in the best possible condition. And nearly every harbor has its salmon fishing fleet. Nearly every harbor has its salmon fishing fleet. Ready to catch thousands for markets. Ready to catch thousands for markets.
The last reading.
Every year, millions of salmon swim from the ocean into the mouths of rivers and then steadily up the rivers. Passing through waters, around rocks and waterfalls, the fish finally reach their original streams or lakes. They dig out nests in the riverbed and lay their eggs. Then, exhausted by their journey, the parent salmon die. They have finished the task that nature has given them. Months or years later, the young fish start their trip to the ocean. They live in the salt water from 2 to 7 years until they too are ready to swim back to reproduce. Their life cycle helps man provide himself with a basic food, fish. When the adult salmon gather at the river mouths for the annual trip up the rivers, they are in the best possible condition, and nearly every harbor has its salmon fishing fleet ready to catch thousands for markets.
Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work. This is the end of dictation. Part 3, Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Statement. In this section, you will hear 7 statements. At the end of each statement, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question.
1. You must relax. Don't work too hard. And do watch your drinking and smoking.
2. We hadn't quite expected the committee to agree to rebuild the hospital, so we were taken aback when we got to know that it had finally agreed.
3. The coach leaves the station every 20 minutes. It's 9:15 now, and you have to wait for 5 minutes for the next one.
4. Perhaps Jane shouldn't have got married in the first place. No one knows what she might be doing now, but not washing up, that's for sure.
5. I happen to be working on a similar project at the moment. I am only too pleased to help you.
6. The man arrived for the ceremony with patched jackets and faded jeans that the average person would save for mowing the lawn in his garden at the weekend.
7. Mark, here you are. This is the last place in the world I would have expected to find you.
6. Section B, Conversation. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question.
8. I couldn't stand this morning. My right leg went stiff.
I'm afraid it's probably a side effect from the drugs I put you on.
9. How did your writing go this morning? Is the book coming along all right?
I'm not sure. I think the rest of it will be difficult to write.
10. Is there anything you can do to make a cold go away more quickly?
No, there isn't. And a cold isn't really serious enough for a visit to your doctor.
11. Look, what have I got here?
Oh, so you did go to that bookstore.
12. Excuse me, has there been an emergency?
Oh, no, sir. There's just a storm, so the plane will leave a little later this afternoon. XIII. I wish I hadn't hurt Linda's feelings like that yesterday. You know I never meant to.
The great thing about Linda is that she doesn't hold any grudges. By tomorrow, she'll have forgotten all about it.
XIV. My grades are not bad, but not good enough. I know I didn't study at all this semester. Now I have to work very hard next semester to keep my scholarship.
I'll see you in the library then. XV. I'll wear this blue jacket for the evening. I like the color on me, don't you think?
I think it looks terrific on you, really.
XVI. Do you know that Sam turned down that job offer by a travel agency?
Yeah, the hours were convenient, but if he'd accepted it, he wouldn't have been able to make ends meet.
XVII. At the rate it is being used, the printer is not going to make it through the rest of the year.
The year? It is supposed to be good for 4. Section C. News broadcast. Questions 18 and 19 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
The UN resolution calls for greater international intelligence and law enforcement cooperation, and it requires states to change their banking laws in order to police the global network of terrorism's financiers. It makes providing funds for terror activities a criminal offense and would freeze bank accounts of those who sponsor terrorism.
Questions 20 and 21 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
A police spokesman said the devices were made safe by explosive experts in the Ardoyne district, where a woman was shot in the leg and 13 police officers were injured during a second successive night of violence. Northern Ireland's police chief had earlier called on community leaders to work together to end the violence. The violence has erupted sporadically throughout a summer of sectarian tension in northern Belfast.
Question 22 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. Airlines are being hit with huge increases to insure their planes after the terrorist attacks in the United States. Goshawk Insurance Holdings, which insures aircraft around the world, said rates had soared as much as tenfold since the September 11th terror attacks. Airlines around the world have cut services and dismissed staff as their business has plunged in the wake of the crisis. They are also struggling with increased security costs. Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
A Pakistani lawyer said the resumption of the trial of 8 foreign aid workers accused of preaching Christianity in Afghanistan has been put off until Sunday. He had met earlier Saturday with the aid workers, 2 Americans, 2 Australians, and 4 Germans. They insist they were in Afghanistan to help the poor, not to convert them. The penalty for these captured aid workers could range from expulsion to a jail term and death sentence.
Question 25 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
On the 20th anniversary of the first official report on AIDS, the head of the United Nations AIDS program warns the deadly disease may only be at its early stages in many parts of the world. Dr. Pio said the disease has already reached staggering proportions since first being identified in 1981. 58 million people worldwide have contracted the HIV virus, which causes AIDS, while 22 million have died from related illnesses. The UN estimates the world's HIV-positive population at 36 million, including 25 million in sub-Saharan Africa. International officials warn the disease will have disastrous political, social, and economic consequences in many developing countries.
This is the end of listening comprehension.